1 million jobs.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. The number of Americans who've lost their jobs this year just hit 1 million. This morning, Challenger, Gray, and Christmas said there were 181,000 layoffs announced in November. It's the most layoffs in 1 month since January 2002. And this month could be worse. December is usually one of the biggest job-cutting months of the year. A lot of the losses were at banks, like Citigroup, and in the automotive sector. The car makers will have to cut more jobs, bailout or not. Maybe fewer if there is bailout money from Congress. And that's one reason the United Auto Workers Union is holding an emergency meeting in Detroit today. More on that from John Dimsdale.
The UAW will consider temporarily waiving health care payments from the companies or cutting benefits for laid-off workers. But labor advocate Jonathan Tessini says the union should get something in return.
Any concession the UAW gives should be traded off with control over some of the board seats that the auto companies have, so at least this money that the UAW potentially might give up isn't just flushed down the drain by additional poor management decisions.
But former Reagan administration Commerce Secretary Peter Peterson says the average worker costs the big three $75 an hour, compared to $45 an hour at Asian-owned factories in the U.S.
It's hard for me to visualize, given the politics of this, labor making those kind of changes voluntarily.
Peterson says bankruptcy, which allows companies to renegotiate their union contracts, is the only way to substantially lower the auto industry's labor costs. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
The CEOs of Ford, GM, and Chrysler are on their way to Washington as we speak. They are driving this time in hybrids. Congress holds hearings tomorrow and Friday. Car company stocks and energy stocks are dragging down some markets overseas. European shares are off about 1%. Oil shares are down because oil has dropped to $47 a barrel this morning. In Asia today, the markets closed higher by 1 to 2%. The Dow gained 270 points yesterday, more than 3% to 84.19. A power company owned by the French government is making a play for nuclear energy in the U.S. EDF said today it's bidding on a stake in Constellation Energy. From the European desk in London, Stephen Beard has more.
EDF is offering more than $4 billion for half of Constellation's nuclear business. This is designed to thwart a rival bid for the whole company from Warren Buffett. It puts a much higher value on Constellation than Buffett's bid. EDF is the world's biggest operator of atomic reactors and has big ambitions. It's extremely keen to expand in the US. After decades of stagnation, nuclear energy is stirring in America. But EDF has a problem. It's foreign and government-owned. It could clearly face congressional opposition. EDF's 50% bid is an attempt to edge the French company into the US nuclear market. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
The guy who created those guides to Europe on $5 a day wants to give people a tour of space for $95,000. Jules Klar has teamed up with a group called X-Core Aerospace, and their offer is actually cheaper than the other one out there. They're planning to offer flights on a two-seat spacecraft called Lynx, possibly by 2011. The Lynx would compete with Spaceship Two, which is planning or hoping to have flights next year. Their cost is $200,000 per seat.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, where you can choose up to four customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. By the Medtronic Foundation, supporting the health of people and communities through grant-making, employee giving, and volunteerism. The Medtronic Foundation, on the web at medtronic.com. And by Clarkson Potter, publishers of The Splendid Table's How to Eat Supper, a holiday gift idea for people who love to eat, now available at splendidtable.org.
This week, the people who determine whether or not we're officially in a recession said we are. The National Bureau of Economic Research said the economy peaked a year ago. We haven't had two straight quarters of negative GDP yet, but there are enough other signs to make the call. But commentator Will Wilkinson says the news isn't all bad.
Recessions hurt, and this one's going to keep hurting a while, but maybe I can brighten the gloom. For most of the media, Wall Street is the economy. The papers and pundits track its ups and downs as obsessively as they track Madonna's love life, and Wall Street, like Madonna's marriage, lies in ruin. But Wall Street is not, in fact, the heart of the economy. The implosion of financial markets and the gut-wrenching drop in stock values creates an illusion of total economic crisis for folks watching from the couch at home. But far from Lower Manhattan, the real engine of the American economy continues to chug along. According to University of Chicago economist Casey Mulligan, the performance of the non-financial economy, the part that actually makes the stuff that improves our standard of living over time, is strikingly independent of the performance of financial markets. What matters most for prosperity is the effectiveness of the non-financial sector in delivering bang for each buck of capital that goes into it. Mulligan says that the crucial marginal productivity of capital over 2007 and the first half of this year was higher than the average since World War II. The role of financial markets is to allocate capital to its most productive uses. When they get gummed up, the economy suffers. But the basis of our prosperity is the entrepreneurial energy and innovation that improves efficiency over time. That foundation remains firmly in place. We're going to get out of this downturn, but that will happen sooner if the government stops trying to prop up already failed financial giants. We'll best ensure continued investment in our still vital economy if we let new financial players rise from Wall Street's ruins.
Will Wilkinson is a research fellow at the Cato Institute. You can share your thoughts with us online at our website, marketplace.org. We have lots more coverage of the financial fallout there. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.